Welcome to Simon Says. In these episodes, you get to ask questions around entrepreneurship, mindset, marketing, whatever comes to mind. If you want to ask a question, head to simonlovell.com or head to one of the social media channels. And here we go with this show. Okay, so the question comes from Joel David. And Joel asks, I'm currently working on a business rebrand and transitioning my in-person personal training clients to online coaching. My motivations include more personal freedom and flexibility in scheduling, the opportunity to serve more people, and to build out a more profitable business than I had before. My question is, how would you suggest building confidence in those clients who are hesitant to stop in-person training and move to strictly online programs? So one thing I'm going to say from the get-go is the phrase hesitant to stop. What we have to do is, and I'm not saying that this has been suggested, but is that your own fear or has that actually been verbalized? So oftentimes what can happen is we can think, well, people are going to be hesitant to stop, but is that actually true? Now, if it is true, what are the specific numbers? How many people have said that, I'm not too sure? And what has been the actual language around that? That's really key. The other thing I'm going to say, which is, let's do a little bit of a reframe. I think that actually could be an advantage because if you've worked with these clients before in person, then you've probably given them the fundamentals to actually set them up for a fantastic accountability system. And that's the key word here, which is, you're building an online system, not just online personal training. You have your own system and you have your own formula, which you have created, and you need to give that a name. So when people are coming into this, it's how you pre-frame it and how you tell them that they're going to go into now an online system to hold them accountable and to stretch them. And also, when it comes to online, the key is community, okay? So they're going to still be part of a community and you're going to build a bigger community and people like to be part of that. So you can make a business as fun or as boring as you want it to be. And, you know, hopefully, and I'm sure that you do, Joel, you can make this and you want to make this an amazing community. And so talking about accountability, talking about, again, the outcome that people want. Remember, it's not about the time. It's about the outcome that they want from this. And if they've worked with you already, they wanted a certain outcome. If they want to continue working with you, it's because they continue to want an outcome. And so as they segment and as they transist into your online business, it's about reestablishing the goals with them and having that conversation around, okay, where do you want to be in the next 3, 6, 12 months, and holding them accountable to that. Now that they got the fundamentals, actually the online accountability and the community and the new things that you're going to start to share within that community, they just want to be around you as the expert and be learning and growing. And remember, when it comes to online, we can always increase and teach. You know, with my mastermind clients, with my clients, I'm always learning new things and I'm always teaching them new things. And so if you're of that mindset of growth yourself, then of course, they're going to want to be around the continued education which you provide, which is also really key. So look at how you're going to do your online training, but then the added value that they're going to want to come back for. Remember also that if you're in personal growth and you're in your business and you're growing yourself, people want to be around leaders that are growing. And that's another reason why they would stay on with you, which is, oh my God, I see how much he's growing as a person. I see how much, you know, he's an amazing leader. And because of that, I'm wanting to continue and be around, you know, that environment. And then, of course, you can look at doing events and maybe retreats for your online clients. You know, we have a program at Fitpreneurs, and a great thing about building an online community is that when you come to do events and when you come to put on retreats, you're going to get people sign up for that. And so you can still have that in-person connection. Maybe you could do a hybrid and you could do some in-person meetups, which could be complimentary, or you could build in. It's entirely up to you how you do it, so that you still get that in-person connection. One thing I'm also going to say about transitioning for you, Joel, online is just be careful around the loneliness, you know, being in front of a computer all the time. What I've noticed is when people go from in person to online, while it creates new freedom, it also can sometimes create another challenge, which is being behind the computer more. And as much as freedom is great, we still value that in-person connection. So I would facilitate, and I would suggest making sure that when you make this transition, that you implement things where you're still being in front of people and you're still in your community and you're still doing those things, which can then lend depth and keep you alive outside of the online and outside of the computer. Just a mistake I've seen some people make. Hopefully that answers your question, and I'll see you in another episode of Simon Says. Thanks for listening. If you have a question, head to simonlovell.com or any of the social media channels and send a message. I'd love to feature you on an upcoming show. Also, if you enjoyed the show, please head and give a review. I always read them, and see you on another episode.